The rites of spring can endure, even in times of hardship. The Japanese await their cherry blossoms, and in Pakistan, the air fills with the aroma of orange blossoms. In spring, life is transformed in Pakistan's cultural capital, Lahore. And NPR's Julie McCarthy found that despite the country's calamities and conflicts, springtime traditions do abide.
Spring cleaning. The debris of winter is swept away in the change of seasons that songbirds herald. So frenzied is their singing, it competes with a megaphoned call to prayer outside Lahore's largest mosque. Overlooking the riot of songbirds is artist Iqbal Hussain, standing on his terrace. His perch, four stories into the sky, gives the painter a dreamy perspective on a city stroked by gentle breezes and nature asserting new life.
You see, this is the best part of Lahore. We have all four seasons, and the spring is the best one.
Tell me about the yellow tree. What's the name of that yellow tree?
Yellow trees is Ambaltas, and which I always paint every year and waiting for the season of the yellow flowers to bloom up. It's all yellow everywhere. It's so beautiful.
Thin, gossamer-like cotton is beginning to replace clumsy overcoats. Lawn, as Pakistan's specialty cotton is called, is the fashionista's way of vanquishing winter.
I'm in love with this fabric, which the country, the climate that we come from, it is bloody hot.
Model Noor Bhatti wears Lawn.
So it's airy, it's breezy, it's soft. You wear it, it's comfortable. It's been a big market, but this time it's been marketed really well.
Which one are you taking?
That one.
The blue one?
Yeah.
That's a lovely piece.
Yeah, I like
it. Should I tell you something about it?
Yeah.
There's six.
A who's who of Pakistani designers beats a path to Lahore this time of year to splash out their spring summer lawn creations in a non-stop swirl of exhibitions. Shamail of Karachi is the queen of the cloth called Lawn.
And it in the British Raj, it used to be called woven wind.
Woven wind.
Woven wind.
5 meters of a fabric and a designer pattern costs about $40. You'll need a tailor to fashion the tunic and trousers that are Pakistan's signature dress. Shamail says prices are up because last year's catastrophic floods devastated the country's cotton crop.
The price of the yarn became dear. Yes, that goes without saying. So naturally, the prices have seen a slight, upward trend.
Like what, 30% maybe?
A little less than that.
With springtime comes traditional music and the happy crack of a cricket bat. And bagpipes on parade at the year-end polo match. Pakistan's premier watercolorist is wistful about Lahore losing its most fabled rite of spring, kite flying, which is one of Ajaz's favorite subjects.
It is as if sky has been sprinkled with hundreds of thousands of colors, colored flowers.
Kite flying is banned for the third year because contestants keen to win were stringing their twine with deadly metal and glass to cut their opponent's string. For Musarrat Mizbah, the remaining spring festivals distract the city, if only for a short while, from the threat of extremist bombings that the people here live with every day.
I mean, all these activities actually take your mind off all the sad things, you know, which are happening around you. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
Artist Ajaz says the misery of terror and bloodshed that have stalked Lahore require a season of soothing.
Let these tragedies not dull our spirits. When there are tragedies around, we ever more need more entertainments to relieve us of the gloom that is around us.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News.